allowed to count?
No, I mean, no.
Any thoughts on the penalty call?
I haven't seen a replay of it, so I can only speak from how I felt about it on the ice. And, you know, Zouk kind of stumbles a little bit, and the stick, you know, I don't think he had a good grip on that stick. I got to make a play on that puck. I don't want to comment for sure because I don't know exactly how high on the stick I got it, but, you know, I think 5-on-5, that gets let go. I think if his, you know, I think if he had a better grip on that stick, it's a nothing play. You know, I think maybe, you know, the ref got a little fooled by the fact that he lost his stick, more so than the gravity of the offense.
Like, going back to the tangle, looked like Josh had gotten hit on the numbers pretty hard there shortly before. Is that how you saw it as well? Missed call?
Definitely stunned. You know, like you saw it real time, so it's hard to necessarily comment on if it was a penalty or not. You know, I don't know the rule either. You know, if a player looks to be stunned a little bit, do you blow that down? These are all things that, you know, go above and beyond what we are asked as players. So, you know, we just work with that. Power play was really good. I thought the first two periods were pretty good. You know, third period, obviously, after we went up by a goal, they pushed really hard, and, you know, we just didn't do a good enough job of tilting the ice back in their direction, getting some pucks in deep, generating a forecheck, kind of stopping some of that momentum. It was just, you know, too many plays to just kind of get it out of the zone and then change, and they're able to circle back and come back in the zone. So, you know, I think if we're going to look at the game, you know, instead of looking at the refs, I think that's an area that we can improve on going forward.
Like you said, you didn't get an explanation, but did you think that was goaltender interference?
It sure looks like Zach's, you know, pretty tight there on Connor. You know, so we saw his foot, you know, get in there on Helly too and kind of slide him back towards that opposite post. You know, certainly from our side, we thought it was interference. They would probably disagree.
Like, a few people noticed on the bench, were you using Mark's stick today? And is that something you've been doing lately?
You're about 2 months late on that one.
Oh, have you been using it that long?
Yeah. He's my favorite player.
Is it time to get your name, though, imprinted on the sticks? Because you've kind of, they're yours now?
It's, you know, I really like, you know, the honest answer is he put a ton of work in on that last summer to get it right. And, you know, he and I have used the same curve for the past couple of years. And, you know, his stick is, you know, the length, he lengthened it a little bit this year. The flex is a little bit more what I'm used to. So it's pretty much exactly the specs, you know, that I would use right off the rack and dialed in. So I just been using his, and, you know, you hate to order some with your name on it and then they're not exactly how you want it. So we're just kind of going with it.